I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program, the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a new exhibition that honors the building itself. Place is the Space. And we'll also talk to two members of the Ariana String Quartet about the group's new season and a recent month-long tour performing and teaching in South Africa. We begin with an event taking place at the Sheldon Concert Hall this Sunday, the third annual September 11th Interfaith Commemoration in Music and Appreciation of Religious Diversity. It's an effort to bring people of all faiths together 12 years after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Please welcome soprano Christine Brewer, Timothy O'Leary, General Director of Opera Theater of St. Louis, and Mont Levy, Chairman of the Community Programming Initiative of Arts and Faith St. Louis. And we welcome you all to Cityscape.
Thank you, Steve.
Great to be here.
Christine, it was a year ago this time that you were here with some other people promoting the event last year, and we all reflected, remember? We all reflected on what we were doing when we first learned of that 9/11 attacks, because it's one of those moments that, you know, it was always going to be in your mind.
Right. I remember that. I remember we talked about that, and you're absolutely right. We all remember that horrible day and how it made us feel.
And Timothy, the idea for this, what we're going to be doing on Sunday, what you all will be doing on Sunday, sort of goes back to Opera Theater of St. Louis and something you were involved in, your production of The Death of Klinghoffer.
Yeah.
So maybe explain that.
That was part of how it all came about. That was back in 2011. And we produced an opera called The Death of Klinghoffer by John Adams, great American composer. The opera deals with the topic of terrorism and Islamic extremists in particular. And we really were intent on making the production of the opera a positive experience for the community.
You were walking on thin ice a little, weren't you?
It's definitely a piece that's been associated with a lot of controversy because it deals with some of the most fundamental questions that really are highly emotional questions in the world today. What is a terrorist? What's an extremist? Why does this happen?
So you at Opera Theater were very sensitive about that. So in preparation of mounting that production, you sort of reached out to different groups.
We were so fortunate because in St. Louis there are incredibly strong connections in the faith community. There's the interfaith partnership. There's something called the Michael and Barbara Newmark Institute for Human Relations at the Jewish Community Relations Council. So we found incredible people in St. Louis to work with and to convene a series of discussions among members of different faith groups about the meaning of this opera and about the meaning of all these issues of our time.
So how did that evolve into this commemoration of 9/11?
So after we concluded that project, we had this wonderful steering committee that had been put together, Christian, Muslim, and Jewish leaders. And the Interfaith Partnership, in any case, of St. Louis, had wanted to do a 10th anniversary September 11th concert that was all about, you know, one way of looking at 9/11 is it was an attempt to divide Americans in some ways along lines of faith. And so this concert was meant to be a coming together, an expression of unity, a common hope for peace. And we thought, wouldn't it be great to do it with music? And they called me and they said, would you help? And I said, of course I will help. I'd be thrilled to help. So the first call I made was to Christine Brewer, a great world-renowned soprano, happens to be a St. Louisan. And I said, Christine, I sort of explained what was going on. I said, would you ever consider singing as part of this concert? And she said, absolutely, I'll do it. And then we were off and running.
So didn't take much to get you on board?
Not at all, yeah. No.
Mont, how does the Arts and Faith St. Louis group come into this?
Well, Arts and Faith St. Louis is the group that has convened these various groups and has been so excited by the response to the concert for the first 2 years that part of our question was, what do we do next? And so that's where this community program initiative has come into play.
This is the third year for this, and you can really see it evolving?
I can. I each year, there's a different faith group performing. I like to sit right backstage in that green room area behind the stage at the Sheldon so that I can watch and greet and visit with everyone who goes on stage to perform. And last year, there was a Sikh group that had some instruments I'd never seen before. And it was so interesting for me just to even see the instruments that people are playing and listen to their music and experience their faith relationship with music.
So when you attend this event, is it very somber?
You know, it's a 75-minute concert, and it's like taking a tour of the world mm-hmm. and all the musical traditions. Mm-hmm. And you have everything from the greatest professionals alive today, Christine Brewer. We have David Halen, concertmaster of the St. Louis Symphony, playing Bach as part of the program. We've got Peter Martin, the acclaimed St. Louis jazz pianist. We've got Charles Glenn, a great St. Louis soul singer. So these great professionals on the same program as, you know, congregations, non-professionals, from Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Sikh, Hindu, Mormon traditions, all sort of interspersed together, all packed into a 75-minute concert. So by the end of it, you've had plenty of opportunity to reflect on the tragedy of 9/11, but you leave totally uplifted by the sense of commonality.
But there's not really a message per se about 9/11 itself. Maybe is it not even mentioned?
We're going to have a keynote speaker again this year at the outset, and that's Sister Mary Jean Ryan, who is the founder of SSM Healthcare. And, you know, last year we had Professor Gerald Early. The year before that we had Senator Jack Danforth. Most of the concert is music.
It's music, yeah.
We have, you know, short remarks to start it off.
So how do you decide on musically what you want to offer?
Well, for me, I tried the first year to find something that I thought was a peaceful thing to sing that would be – did I sing Simple Gifts? I think that was the first year. And this year I'm going to sing a Strauss song with David Halen playing a violin. It's really like a violin and soprano duet, and Peter Martin playing the piano. It's a Strauss song called Morgan, and Tomorrow Morning is what it's about. And tomorrow morning the sun will come out again, and we'll walk down to the shore, mm-hmm. and we won't have to speak because we'll be able to look into each other's eyes. And it's a hopeful song. And I think that's what I get from this program. Yeah. There's a hopefulness about peace when you hear all of these groups singing and playing their hearts out on their instruments. It's overwhelming for me. It's so beautiful.
And Mont, you're sort of taking this a step further, right? Expanding the idea of this for other events through the year?
Yeah, I think the feeling is that – The feelings of the audience at this concert showed the strength of bringing faith groups together to appreciate one another, to understand one another a little better through music. And, of course, we have so many wonderful arts organizations throughout our community. Our thought was if we would reach out to them and ask each of them to provide within their programming some element that was creating some intentional effort to engage interfaith groups, to promote understanding and respect. And we started with a relatively small working group of arts organizations, and basically all of them have now responded, and we now have a calendar of some 7 or 8 programs for the coming season.
That's great.
Is anyone ever cautious about it, or is it something that people just automatically want to do?
I think the response has been the latter. People have just mm-hmm. responded to this with, that just makes great sense. And I think the arts organizations see an opportunity to, one, expand audience, which is something obviously they all want to do, but do it in a way where this connection between aesthetic and spirituality, this connection between mm-hmm. art and faith, mm-hmm. is something that is just instantly recognized.
And I think so often we see, because we have these 24-hour news television shows, we see the most horrific and the most horrible things, when in fact, when you meet people one-on-one of different faiths in different parts of the world, we're really not that much different.
That's right. People are eager to have opportunities to find what is common mm-hmm. and their common humanity, you know, mm-hmm. and the arts you know, maybe better than anything else, create that space. They create a space in which people can see what is the same about anybody. And there's nothing like everybody singing literally in harmony
mm-hmm. it's true.
On the stage. And by the way, we end the concert with God Bless America sung by everybody who has participated in the concert. So this year we'll have the St. Louis Children's Choir and all these young people from Mormon, Hindu, Muslim, Sikh traditions, et cetera, together with Christine Brewer and David Halen, even the St. Louis County Police, which do their bagpipes and drums at the beginning, all on stage together singing God Bless America. There's no more American sight.
Mm-hmm. And I suspect an interesting aspect of it might be what happens afterwards.
Yeah. Mm.
Out in the lobby?
Yeah. You know, last year we added this opportunity for everyone coming out of the concert to hang a ribbon on a sculpture. And the ribbon symbolizes a prayer or a hope for peace. And the activity of everyone being together hanging their ribbons on this thing, it just happened to be one of those gorgeous mm-hmm. early September days in St. Louis, and everyone's out there together having this beautiful experience. So we're continuing that. Everyone will get a chance to really mingle after the concert and hang their prayer for peace.
There's a part of me which I know is very naive to think this could ever happen, but there's a part of me that wishes that our world leaders could get together and make music. Because music is a universal language.
No question.
And to be able to do something like this is so unifying and so powerful.
If we could just get Congress into the Sheldon on Sunday.
Everything would be fine.
And I just have to say one other thing that makes me very, very happy right now. I have a new grandson named
Hooray!
Oscar. And I think about this little three-day-old boy and what's coming up in the world for him. And so this sort of program makes me very, very hopeful and happy.
You know, and doesn't it sort of represent the human spirit where we take something that is so devastating like 9/11 or any horrible tragedy, and despite all that, something that could defeat us or hold us down, turn it into make it a positive.
And unite us all.
That's the human spirit. I believe that's the American spirit, and that's what this this afternoon is meant to represent.
Steve, if I can, just so the audience, if they want to know more, artsfaithstl.org, they can learn about the concert. They can see our calendar of the community programming throughout the coming year.
Yeah, and if even easier for them, if they go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, got to push our website. If you go to our website, the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to all of what you said.
That's great.
And people can find out more. Let me go over a couple things. Arts and Faith St. Louis presents the third annual September 11th Interfaith Commemoration in Music and Appreciation of Religious Diversity. That's this Sunday, 5:30 in the evening at the Sheldon Concert Hall in Grand Center. It's free and open to the public.
That's right.
And standing room only, I'm sure.
It will be broadcast on Channel 9 subsequently because we expect that it'll be totally full at the Sheldon. We have overflow space available. But it'll also be broadcast later.
That's great. Those dates can be found also on the website for that rebroadcast.
And Mont, you said a little about other things through the year. Was there anything specific you want to mention, any of you? An event coming up you're excited about later in the year or next year?
Well, there are a number of wonderful events. I mean, St. Louis Art Museum, Opera Theater, Shakespeare Festival. COCA is actually doing an architectural tour in January of spiritual spaces. So, again, I just invite the public to come to the website. We also invite other arts groups to come to the website. There is a form they can fill out to get on the calendar. It's a simple form that we're asking them to describe their program and how it will promote interfaith relations. And so we look forward to a really broad community participation.
This is the third event of this type. And back the first year, I just want to quote something that Senator John Danforth said in 2011 at this event. And just have you comment on it. He said, and I quote, "From our earliest days, the great challenge of America has been to create a common bond and hold together a diverse people. We are many, but we are one."
Mm. That's true.
Yeah. He said that so beautifully at this event, and it was the most incredible thing because he said all that in the keynote at the very start. And then we just got to actually hear and see it happen on the stage of the Sheldon in performance after performance. And actually, he said something afterwards, which he said, you know, at September 11th events, everyone talks about coming together. And he said, and this is an event where people actually come together in a very beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, do you ever think about this? You know, often something happens in our world, whether it's 9/11 or something lesser, but, you know, we forget after a while. Are you afraid that we might forget about this?
I don't know. I don't think we will. And I think if we can continue to do things that are positive to draw people together, hopefully we won't forget.
I think among our hopes is that as time goes by, you know, we say that this is offered to allow reflection, express sorrow, and unify the community in the hope for peace. And as time goes by, we hope that the date of September 11th can be associated with these kinds of events that are about affirming unity instead of having to relive the tragedy.
And I would also say, you know, I hope what we forget are the stereotypes. And that's what we're trying to break down.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Well, when people come together and do what you're doing, I think that's the way to do it. Arts and Faith St. Louis's third annual September 11th Interfaith Commemoration and Music, 5:30 at the Sheldon Concert Hall, free and open to the public, so just come by. Right?
Thank you.
Come early.
Stay
get a good seat.
Talk in the lobby afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah. Mont Levy is with the Arts and Faith St. Louis. He's chair of the Community Programming Initiative. Timothy O'Leary has been here, general director of Opera Theater of St. Louis, and soprano Christine Byrne. It's always good to talk to you, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having
us.
Thanks,
Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the Ariana String Quartet, back from South Africa, and later, Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis celebrates 10 years. This is St. Louis Public Radio.